What's up, Los Angeles and beyond? This is Neighborhood Love Radio. My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. Loved ones, we are the musical extension of neighborhood-love.com. Tonight, doing something a little bit different. Loved ones, if you, I don't want this show to be about me. I'm just playing music for people, that's all. But undeniably, Los Angeles culture, street culture, Pendletons, skateboards, rehearsing with their thrash band in a sweat in a hot, sweaty garage. That's a part of my Los Angeles. So from time to time, from show to show, every occasionally I might want to play a different type of music. So I hope you enjoy this. Poison Idea, easily one of the most influential hardcore bands on me. Corrosion of Conformity. Nothing else like them. We'll be right back. The set with Akimbo, some Seattle hardcore thrash. They formed in 1998 as a high school band. Akimbo, Rock This Monster was the name of that tune from the Forging Steel and Laying Stone LP out on the Alternative Tentacles label. The second song in the set was Honduran from Portland, Oregon. Never Forget. Ben Bratt is the name of that tune from the Street Eagles album out last year. Out on Aeolian Empire. Third in the set was a legendary Poison Idea. Changed my mind about hardcore in general. Before that, I was just listening to kind of just suburban melodic stuff. Poison Idea just kind of kicked that door wide open. Out of the Picture was the name of the song from the King of Punk record in 1986. Also from Portland, Oregon. A lot of Northwest stuff. Not intentional. The King of Punk record was out on the Pusmort label. From the Northwest town south to North Carolina for Corrosion of Conformity. Lost for Words. Saw them 500-800 times back in the 80s. Talking Balboa Theater. Talking Olympic Auditorium, talking about Fender's Ballroom. Many times I saw that band. That was out on the Metal Blade record. I think their sub at the time was called Death Records back in the 80s, but it was still owned by Metal Blade. And I think there's only Metal Blade records this time. Maybe mistaken about that. Wrapped up the set with Amen. Coma America was the name of the song, featuring vocals by Casey Chaos. And if I'm not mistaken, Sunny and Tumor from the band Snot were on that record, on the eponymously titled record, Amen. That brings us up right to present time. Right here, right now, you and me. Behind me, you hear the Budos Band. Black Hills is the name of the song. Brand new this year from the Burnt Offering record. So, the good one, man, from front to back. Burnt Offering from the Budos Band is the name of the record. I hope you're digging it so far. Loved Ones Neighborhood Love Radio is the mostly about the street sounds, soul, funk, reggae. But tonight, let's just say I got a wild hair. I wanted to represent everything that Los Angeles has to offer, and so tonight we're just we're turning the pages in that particular chapter. Want to hear some more tunes? How about Unpersons, one of my favorites. This is a song called Number from a pretty choice split EP with Baroness. An EP called A Gray Sigh and A Flower Husk. Pun Persons is the name of the band, and Number will be the name of the tune. I'll follow that up with the one and only Red Fang, also from the Northwest, from their safe self-titled debut. Bird on a Wire is the name of the tune that I'm going to play on the Sargent House record label. Red Fang's playing December 9th at the Palladium with Opeth and In Flames. But first up, Unpersons. Enjoy.
Yeah.
incomparable Pig Destroyer. That's about as much of a crossover sound as we've ever gotten from him, at least until this last record this year. This is Wicker Man. This next band is called Wicker Man. They're from Chicago. Hope you dig it.
Yeah.
started off that set with Unpersons. As I mentioned, a badass split EP with Baroness. EP was called A Gray Sigh and a Flower Husk. Number is the name of the tune from Unpersons. You can find that at A Lost Recordings. We followed that up by Red Fang. I love that Red Fang, man. Refreshingly gimmick-free that band is. Bird on Fire is the name of the tune from their eponymously titled record. After that, Pig Destroyer out of DC. Some DC hardcore. Girl in the Slayer Jacket was the name of the tune from the Phantom Loom record on the Relapse label. After that, Wicker Man out of Chicago. I don't know jack shit about Wicker Man. I think I got their CD out of the discount bin once upon a time, and some of you old enough to remember that, like combing through the discs, and if you see a cool picture, then you might just invest the $1 to $3 on that disc. That's what I did, and I'm not disappointed at all. The band is called Wicker Man, and the tune is called Braden Freeze. The last tune you heard in the set was Gallows, Black Eyes is the name of that tune. Produced by the legendary producer, Gaga Garth. Garth Richardson. My opinion, the band Gallows, in my opinion, their finest album. Just well-crafted. And just chock full of, like, sonic and lyrical nihilism themes. It's hard to describe, I guess. It's really just a complete record, man, from back to front. A lot of dynamics, a lot of drama. And their other stuff is good, but I don't think they really nailed it like they did on that one record called Grey Britain. Loved ones, this is Neighborhood Love Radio. We are the musical extension of neighborhood-love.com. Check out neighborhood-love.com right now. And, man, Else, the Neighborhood Love founder, man, he's been busy. There's a new interview posted with a Zone from WST Graffiti Crew. And also, you've got a hold of a bunch of old photos from USC crew. A bunch of old bus RTD bombing. Some of you old enough to remember the RTD, Rapid Transit District, out of Los Angeles. Before the Metro is here, it's called the RTD. And so there's a lot of great photos from the 80s and 90s. Now legendary artists hitting up those RTD buses. Rapid Transit District. Rick, Tom, and Daryl. Rough, Tough, and Dirty. Also, check out the shop on neighborhood-love.com. T-shirts, skateboard decks, stickers, etc. As well as archived episodes of this here program, Neighborhood Love Radio. My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. If you need to email me for any reason, please do so at radiosancho@gmail.com. radiosancho@gmail.com. This is F minus. Hope you dig it. Yeah.
croissant. And I'm fearful of flying, and flying is fearful of me. And I'm covering my eyes when she told me the news, turning me on with my lightsaber cocks. I can't blow. And I'm aching from fucking too much. And I know what I do, and it all points to you. Did you sell me to Wanderlust? And I'm fearful of flying, and flying is fearful of me. And I'm covering my eyes when she told me the news, turning me on with my lightsaber cocksucking.
McCluskey out of Wales. This is Bark Market. Out of New York.
There's big money in these fat black hills. If you know how to smell for it, you can drive a nail in the sand. Manifest grain on these windfall days. Some old crank on your water, they say, tills his crop on your pay dirt and won't pay him. It begs the moon for the next sun to return while we calculate just how much book to make on his face. From his great height in a moment of pure self-help, black and tan is every good boy said, as the proof of your metal runs straight through that exit wound that you left on this circus land. I can't stand all your wiles and prison face and a bootlace noose for the price of the cinnamon tree. Throughout the vacant bodies burn and un-
Unsane Against the Grain from the Visqueen LP out. Before that, we heard Bark Market out of New York. Bark Market's kind of an interesting band. They were headed up by a dude named Dave Sardi, who's gone on to produce a lot of big-name acts like Oasis, System of a Down, Marilyn Manson, and so on. He does film scores now. Anyway, that's his old band called Bark Market from the Gimmick LP. Static is the name of that tune on the American Recordings label. Before that, we heard McCluskey out of Wales, and we started off the set with F Minus. I think they're from Orange County. That's going to wrap up the set. My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. This is Neighborhood Love Radio. And if you're listening to the live show, please stick around for the Dark Mark show. Always seedy, sexy, funny, Dark Mark. Enjoy.